well to the Lamics, and looked a little bit feisty at times, including some exchanges with the dugout.
Well, he's always got plenty to say. Most of it's loaded on toffee.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition of Stevenage Football Club podcast, brought to you in association with the Old Toffee team, of course, and in conjunction with boroughguide.co.uk. To celebrate this being our 50th edition, for one night only, it's been renamed by popular demand, or so we're told at least, a love of our football, and no doubt you'll find the reason for that a little bit later on. Just quickly, before we start, last year the a load of Old Toffee team raised in excess of £4,000 for charity by running a 10K event in Hatfield. And tonight we're also helping to raise as much money as we can for a very important charity, one that's been supported by the Football League during the course of the season, and that's Prostate Cancer UK. And we're also helping to fight a disease that currently affects 1 in 8 men in the country. You've been very generous, but please dig deep, because there's lots of buckets and tins around and badges and bracelets and things like that. And, of course, the raffle. We've got some very nice prizes up there as well. So everything helps, and it all goes straight to the charity, we can tell you. The bar's open. Feel free to wander up whenever you like. That's the important stuff. And now I guess we can move on to the evening. Tonight we're really pleased to be joined by a man who's become big friends of a load of Old Toffee. He's an avid listener and the one man who can take on board and use the advice that, and innovation of course, and constructive words that get uttered in the podcast. That's our referee, adjudicator and scorekeeper for the evening, DJ Gray himself. It's the Stevenage manager, Graham Wesley.
Again. Hey, what's all this you got a face for radio stuff that they're going on about at the back?
Just like to say, he's my right-hand man for the evening.
You're my left-hand man, I guess. Yeah.
OK, let's get on to our team captains. What can you say about the first little chappie? I can remember the little Scally joining up with the Barmy Army back in the day. He's gone on to fame with his group, the Jukebox Vandals, even recording 2 Stevenage Cup final records, and now the owner of one of the most famous beards in Stevenage. When he's allowed out these days, he has one of the biggest voices on the East Terrace as well. Put your hands together for Mark Hollis.
Right.
Mark, can you run us through your team?
Yes, I can. This is an audio thing, so I can read this and no one will know. Right. To my left, his last appearance on a load of Old Toffee received more praise than all the other guests put together, including our Graham. He's been watching Borough since 30 minutes after he was born. He's simply the nicest bloke you'll ever meet, and he's the only man probably in this room and probably in the whole of Stevenage with enough statistical and analytical nous to understand one of Graham's interviews almost immediately after it's been given. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please, for Mr. Mark Edwards. To my right, the author of the ever-popular Diary of Graham Wesley series, a man with a sense of humour drier than the uptake of Dino's Date Club, and the man that I'd like to be when I grow up. He's cooler at his age than I am now. He's as good a writer as I want to be, and he's actually as funny as I think I am. Mr. Jeff Woad.
Jeff, have you met Graham before?
I need to get his autograph.
Let's do that.
We stand up, shake hands.
I've spilt beer on my notepad already.
Our second captain, a man who's burst into prominence over the last year or two with his eccentric contributions to Stevenage match commentaries on both radio and Borough Player. A man who travelled the world for this football club, and he has.
He was better as Borough Bear, though, wasn't he?
Be honest.
The man who can recognise a player, if he's any good at least, in just 10 minutes. You can do it in five, can't you?
No, quicker. About 30 seconds.
I'll give you Dean Thompson.
Two points for Dean.
Dino,
it's good, this,
these,
isn't it?
Who are these two reprobates you got alongside you this evening?
Well, shall I go to my left first?
Yeah, go on then.
You not got any notes, Dean?
No notes. Yeah, don't need notes. I just bought my personality.
Audience yawns.
Shouldn't you introduce me first then?
The best looking.
We've done ours already.
Stop it, I'm here.
Well, I'll be honest with you, everybody. I thought what I'd do is
nothing.
I would choose the most knowledgeable and the funniest people involved with this football club. Ollis was quicker off the mark to choose his team, so I ended up with Borough Guide guru Pete Hayman. And the gentleman to my right, well, he was involved in the very best episode of Old Toffee that never got to the airwaves. Mainly because we were pissed.
Can we just point out, can someone take the time that Dean swore? We haven't even started the quiz yet. That's an edit point at 10 minutes, 30 seconds.
Tony Creek!
Okay, thank you, guys.
You sounded bored with that already, Steve.
Yeah, well, just woken up. Let's go to round one, then, straight in.
I hate to do this to you.
Here we go.
Look at his quiz cards.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? They're amazing. Look at the bloke on the front of them.
Who printed them?
Steve, can I ask a question?
I do that.
Yeah, no. Can I turn the tables a little bit?
Go on.
Have you decided to jettison the Pin of Preston sticker on a Bentley? Because that was done too
well, I met Graham in the car park and I said, new car, Graham. And you said?
Mine didn't have any stickers taken. The truth is, the chairman's isn't having his stickers taken off.
Preston fans got that wrong.
Yeah, they thought that you had a better car than him, but they were wrong.
I'm not going to taunt, because I'm sure they'll find mine soon enough.
Okay, round one. It's just that labelled, quite simply, Borough Chat. Basically, between the two teams, you've got to name the three top topics talked about on Borough Chat in the last 7 days. So
that was easy.
What was that?
I think Mark's come up and he thinks that's going to be easy. So, Mark, you can open the discussion.
Oh, we need this.
I don't.
First. Convenient buzzer for Dean there.
Have a drink, Mark, before you answer the question.
So, I'll pick one.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, between you've got to pick the three, but you can have first go.
All right, well, obviously it's Matt Farley. Matt Farley's preview of the next 10 games of the season, which consisted of the 10 teams we're playing.
Right.
That was it. There was no insight in there whatsoever.
Well, it's not one of the top three.
How are you
measuring? Oh, yeah, I was going to say, what's the measurement for? What did you get? The latest three?
We were just in the corner, my little Portsmouth supporting mate and myself.
He's just done it.
And we've just managed to do a quick poll. So
we've been in here since our Dino. Past five. I can't see them.
Oh, no, let's go for
over
the
to you.
Let's go for the Milton Keynes.
Well, no conferring.
Yeah, because we can get Graham
why
on
not,
that.
Why not
All right.
Yeah, there was a thread about another lone signing for Milton Keynes Dons that's coming into the squad tomorrow.
Does Graham know about this?
Well, and then there was a sub-thread. There was a sub-thread after that about.
Well, hang on, I have one answer.
It's in the same thread. Start chipping in all this early stuff.
We're going to go technical. You've got it wrong. The old Borough guide.
There was a thread this week about Milton Keynes getting another loan signing in, and then somebody started a sub-thread about that, about Carl Robinson being a magician.
He's a magician.
What do you think about that? Graham?
He told us all, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He could disappear soon, couldn't he?
In what way is he a magician then, Graham?
I didn't hear that one. We thought he'd have disappeared by tomorrow, but yeah, no such luck.
Okay, so it's the loanee from MK Dons?
Yeah, I think so. That was on there, wasn't it?
No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
Well, it's not one of the top three posts on Borough Chat, which was the question.
Yeah, someone called me for one.
Where's that microphone? Oh, that microphone. We need to hear from that later.
It's taken till the 50th episode.
You'll have to turn it on, Fee. Like you have to do with Tom.
Not the first thing shaped that way that you have to turn on this evening.
That's probably got Steve's batteries in it. Steve, you might have to do some editing on this one.
I was going to say, it's me pucker for audio, isn't it?
Fiona, you just made a claim there. We want you to back it up.
It's working now.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm the man who makes things work, don't you know?
Oh, there we go, yeah. Oh, dear, I think.
I only tell it as I see it.
Has everyone got a medal?
I only tell the truth.
Now, cricket, you have to win medals. And what does that make you?
A medal winner.
Okay.
Was someone calling for me?
Yeah, it's your son.
Don't bang the table.
Stop banging the table.
Fiona.
Yes.
Explain your comment.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, Dean was rather down in the mouth. A bit sad. He's now blushing.
Have you got any romantic music?
Steve writes Sunday love songs.
And then he didn't sort of elaborate too much. And then I saw on Twitter this acronym come up. Actually, I think it might have been you, Steve.
Take the might out of it.
Okay, it was Steve. Tweeting about TAS, so I had to ask what it was because I couldn't believe Dean was. It was because you said they were rock bottom and they weren't.
No, Graham misunderstood what I said. And he got upset.
Oh, that little interlude.
Yeah, keep up, Graham.
So, in reference tonight, to be fair,
Go on. Can I defend myself before you carry on? Is I just posted a little link to an interview. And it was discussing Graham's rock bottom versus bottom, and Graham got upset by it.
This turned into a question.
Graham was disturbed. Graham was disturbed.
Yeah, mentally.
By Dean's incompetence. In the 18 games before my arrival back here.
Oh, there we go!
Stevenage won an average of 0.66 points per game.
This is your territory.
Taken over the course of a season, that would be a total of 30 points, which is 15% less points than the average of the bottom club in the league in the last 2 years.
Come on, let's swap back.
That is worse than rock bottom. When we were rock bottom, we were above that. And now we're averaging 2 points a game over six. So suck on that. You throw my voice, Steve.
Yeah, because leagues are always one over six games, aren't they?
Absolutely no notes involved there as well. How do you remember those?
Because he's made it up.
Check it out, Dino. You'll find it's right to the letter.
Okay. Right, Graham. Sorry. Whose fault was it that we were rock bottom at that time?
he doesn't blame individuals.
TAS fee is going to give one bonus point to Mark Hollis's team. In fact, let's make that two.
Steve, a wise man once said that the level of refereeing in this division is terrible. I agree with him for once.
You should have. I tell you what, you should have seen him at Carlisle last week. He was pointing and gesturing and giving it yellow cards all over the shop.
I wasn't. I was reminding the ref he should have given Darius red.
Okay, Steve, we should have got a fourth official. I think Durzo is available, isn't it?
We should have organised this as a quiz.
Right, moving on. You've got that one wrong, Dean. Okay?
Well, I know an answer.
Over to you, Mr. Hollis.
This is an actual answer, whether it's on your fancy printed card or not.
Football 101.
Yeah, what would go in 101?
We had that one.
You're right, actually.
Yeah. Oh, what's next, Steve?
Well, I don't know. I gave you my bloody answer, didn't I?
Yeah, but I wanted the funnier one. Yeah. Dino,
should have picked
more,
one, Dean.
Two more left. Come on.
Oh, so they've left me high and dry now, because they gave me that one first, but I thought I would get Greg talking about Carl Robinson, but obviously not. We'll save that for later.
It's lost us about 6 points.
We'll come back. We're better in the second half of a quiz.
Mark, are you taking low knees?
I've been writing notes.
I don't even know why I've got a notepad.
I do.
Because you're thick as shit. Was that it?
It's them, Pete. You don't need me.
It's different from the last answer, but it involves MK Dons. Go on. There was that Lieutenant Dan on there today. It was having a bit of a diplomatic mission.
Make sure you're really clear and serious about this.
Sort of, you know. Well, you know, it's a serious topic. Well, that's my answer, so it's
absolutely
right.
It was Lieutenant Dan from MK Dons. Thoughtful response.
Told me.
To our Dons bashing, apparently. Stevenage fans have been given the Dons a bashing. Can't quite think what that would be about or anything.
Well, it's justified, I'd say.
Not only was that in the top three posts, it was also in the top five most boring threads ever on Borough Chat. Oh, let me defend my club. I don't care, mate. Get off. You're on the wrong forum for a start. Get off Borough Chat and on to MK Dons.
To be fair to him, he did recognise that Carl Robinson was an
He did,
right? He did. Yeah. And he is, isn't he?
What does NOB stand for? Yeah.
A lot of people, when you support a club, don't recognise if you've got a knob as a manager. But I think.
I'm glad you had that.
Because this was going to be
careful, because I gave you bonus points just now.
This is where you come around to money more.
A lot of clubs fans know to be grateful for what they've got.
Milton Keynes Dons have seen it. Crawley fans used to know it when their what was the bloke that used to manage them? What's his name?
Steve Evans. You like him, Graham, don't you?
Are you friends with Steve Evans? Is it actual mascara? That's my question to you. Does he wear mascara?
I'm not here to discuss personality.
Okay. Tranmere
fans. That's what I'm talking about, Dino.
Tranmere fans know it about Ronnie Moore? They all know.
The man's an idiot.
Idiot. And us, we know. Us lot know, and I've never heard anyone say it. Not once.
Okay. Between you, you've got two of the
three. That was a desperate plea of keeping up with the 2 points, by the way.
One more chance each to get the third one. Mark.
That was easy. Was it Darius Charles' latest attempt to get into the England squad? The
I saw him actually in a room in an office out the back earlier banging a bongo.
Do you mean the Darius?
The new Dion Dublin.
You could say I'm a modern day Dion Dublin
banging a bongo.
That's what Dion Dublin does, isn't it? Dion Dublin has a bongo drum.
Well, that's not one of the answers. it's one of the top ones.
The modern day Dion Dublin,
as reported in the Hearts Advertiser, which can't be wrong.
Oh, you've changed your tune, Steve Watkins. The Hearts Advertiser that quote all your interviews and you get all stroppy with them because they don't say, and Steve Watkins, asked Graham Wesley.
You should see our group chat on Facebook when the advertiser put Steve's interviews up. Oh, Alan was there again. Oh,
they worry you, Graham, don't they, the advertiser?
The Hedgehog. Why is he called the Hedgehog?
Who, him?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's been the Hedgehog for many, many years.
Because of his Mohican.
Hang on a minute, how have we got this far without someone saying
it's because he's a bit of a...
We're 19 minutes in and we're still on the first question.
Hang on a minute.
How do you know he's called the Hedgehog? Because you never read Borough Chat.
Who's never read Barrowchat?
You.
I've read Barrowchat. We talk.
I know, you're on it every night.
Well, how do you know?
Am I?
Yeah.
If he knows about the Destiny Donut, he knows about... Yeah.
Destiny Donut. What is the
Destiny Donut? You told us about that, didn't you? You told us about Destiny Donut. You'd seen that.
Destiny Donut?
Come on, Graham.
Someone called you the Destiny Donut. Yeah, you know they did.
Who did that?
No, they're not here tonight.
He ain't here.
They refused to come.
Remember when we did a podcast?
He actually bought a ticket when we announced
and you came in with donuts because you were late from the Bentley garage because they f***ed him out. And,
I was getting a sticker removed from my car.
Yeah. And you went and bought the Destiny Donuts. So that proves to me that you read it. Also proves to me that when I post something at 10:30 on a Tuesday night and you text me at 10:32 going, Dino, you don't quite understand, that also tells me that you read Barrel Chat.
Or that someone I know does.
In 2 minutes, they let you know.
Oh, yeah. He starts Borough. Who was that? Very good shout.
Have you ever met East Hearts Borough, Graham?
Who?
East Hearts Borough.
No, who is
one of your biggest fans.
Is it? Must be an ex-player.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny Hockin.
Okay,
and Matt Hockin. I think Dean meant Matt Hockin.
Matt Hockin sent me a very nice text message.
I've got my hair cut.
You want me to sit? She had send it to you.
Yeah, you know, don't tell everybody about it.
Yeah, no, he sent me a very nice text. He's become a manager, isn't he?
Mm.
Did you know that?
You told me.
No, not aware. He's become a manager, and he thanked me for all the knowledge that I gave him when I was a manager of his that has helped him immensely. Now that he actually understands what I was trying to say. So there you go.
Did he respond at 3 a.m.?
he did, but Al Qaeda were attacking his building.
I can't comment.
Not a trouble.
This is going to be just the one round quiz, isn't it?
Let's just not bother with a quiz.
I've done my job then, if it is.
Right.
Dino, last effort. Come on, after one more answer from you.
Yeah, what was the question?
I gave you room 101.
One of the top three talked about Borough Chat subjects in the last 7 days. We've had two of them.
Illegal
one
parking.
More to go.
Oh, illegal parking.
Parking. Yeah, illegal parking.
No. What do you mean no?
Bust the bench.
No, it's not.
You're making it up.
Pyro at Wolves.
Well, hang on a minute. In the last week.
Pyro
the Stevenage fans, of course, who...
What do you think of Pyro, Graham?
So, what was the question? Was it the last week?
Is that your Greek player?
I don't know.
What do you think of flares?
I think John Ashton shouldn't have gone and picked that flare up when it came in our picture. The safety officer has given me a right telling off because John Ashton picked the flare up.
Stewart's did a good job.
Like, what was I supposed to do about that? Yeah. Huh?
He hasn't played since, though, has he?
Yeah, but he picked it up in his mouth.
Okay. I must admit though, when the steward went and put the sand over it,
he had a worldie, didn't he, that steward?
It just looked like one of those indoor fireworks, didn't it?
Oi, don't knock indoor fireworks.
Okay.
We got some fans, Graham, that really like the old pyro because they're like into this Eastern European sort of Poland kind of atmosphere, and they think it will really work in Stevenage.
Okay, stick to the drum, I say.
Yeah, good. Right, that's on record.
Stick to the
drum. That's going in the notebook.
Okay.
Tell Albie that, yeah, Mark?
The other answers that were close but not quite there, and none of you ever got anywhere near, Darius Charles, of course, which you did mention, I'll give you that. George Boyd spitting.
Oh, yeah.
Out of character.
We had a gag about that, and we missed out.
Did he or didn't
he? I don't think he did.
You don't think so?
Show of hands. Did he spit? Did he not spit?
No.
He tried to, but he
swallowed. hands up for that gag so we can credit it, please. Who said he swallowed? That's going to be tweeted. Like, anyone want to own up to that? Very good. Well done.
We'll discount that one then.
Boise
made a funny. Make a note of the date.
Yeah.
Ashton likely to miss Saturday's match at Saturday's match and Coventry. Is
he broken his ankle again?
It's not as broken as we thought.
Don't you love post-match interviews?
I didn't come here this evening to be insulted.
Where'd you normally go?
Yeah, Mrs. Wesley normally does that.
I need to be looked after on a Friday night.
Right, Steve, have you got a second question?
He invited Carl Robinson round earlier.
Just finally as well, as the Luton versus Woking, the commentators licking Luton. Well, Of course, lost to Woking during the week.
Mm, big loss, huh?
I had breakfast at work for Luton fan this morning. He's actually panicking after that result. Oh, I don't know if we're going to get there. Do me a favour, if you lose an 11 point lead with 10 games to go, you want to pack up, just knock Kenilworth Road down. Do it anyway, but knock the whole lot down. If you throw that away, no way. Mess in his pants.
Agent Henry, eh? Yeah.
Okay, good after round Ronnie. One, scores on the doors, Graham.
I'm not sure, really, how to score that.
this referee log isn't as easy as it looks, is it?
That's 30 minutes of our finest material.
Yeah. Give him a platform, here we go.
Are we bottom or rock bottom?
What I'd like to hear...
Whatever you say, Graham, will be right.
What I'd like to hear before I announce the scores is a little bit of audience participation. I'd like to hear a little bit of an audience reaction to the comedy content from both teams. So just in applause terms, if I can hear what you're feeling about what's going on to my right...
Well, we all know that audience is
That was a pity clap. We're so quiet, I'll be better clap.
And if I can hear what you're feeling towards what's going on to my left...
Oh, dear, oh, dear!
And now the middle!
It's 1-1.
How is it 1-1 when we got 2 extra points?
Okay.
Yeah, you lost them. I think Mark Edwards lost them.
How do two yellows sometimes not make a red?
Well, that's a very good point. Yeah,
Mark, we got the clap. Oh, dear.
Right, so it's actually 1-0 to us, following that from
cricket. Bit of order, please. We'll move on to round two. True or false? False. Questions given to both teams.
Oh. They're good questions, these.
And you've got to...
We've only had one.
True or false? You better get your pen ready.
I've got it.
It's pink.
First question, Mr. Hollis and your team. The main terrace investment last summer was anti-slip paint on the stairs. True or false?
Do we have to care?
Wasn't it a new ladder up to the camera point so as we could make some more money from...
It was Andy Gray security on the way up to the commentary box before the other one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we didn't have a female linesman that game.
That's true.
It's quite good, Chris.
Yeah. I know he is. I'm getting worried.
Have you noticed it?
No.
I don't think so.
We'll say that's false.
Okay, you're going false.
Oh, we both answer.
True or false?
Oh, we get the same question, do we?
Yes,
it's false because I remember. I was at Yemi should have gone down by now, Graham.
I think we're 23 minutes in.
No, it's false because I know exactly what the investment was in these terraces. Because Phil sat in this very room and told us that it was new tiles in the toilets.
That's worth 2 points. Well, the actual answer was it was new tiling in the toilets.
So we both get a point then.
He falls to the floor having suffered a blow from the table.
Actually, if there are blows coming from the table,
that was great.
So we both get a point then, because it was false. Whether Dean shows off or not, it was false. We both get a point.
It's up to the referee and the adjudicator to decide.
Oh, I promise I didn't give him the answer.
thank you for that, Rich.
I didn't.
Duly noted.
Are we going to lose this because of who you
Question
know?
Question two. Mark Smith holds the Stevenage appearance record of 462 appearances.
What I would like to say on the subject of Mark Smith, what he does hold the record of is best cartwheels at a wedding at yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Best thing I've ever seen. Mark Smith hammered cartwheeling
at
4 in the morning in an olive grove.
And he had a game the next day.
And he still cleared 3 off the line.
462 cartwheels.
Yeah, that's true. Easy.
True. Yeah. Dino, true or false?
It's got to be true, isn't it?
Oh, it's true.
It's true. It's actually false.
It's Desi.
We were playing the opposite game.
470 appearances. Eight of which were from the substitutes bench.
Look how slug
you're
he is.
You're with yourself now, aren't you?
Yeah. Like he knew
Mr.
that.
Mr. Pedant.
Like he ain't been on Borough Guide and getting I knew this off the top of my head. Definitely didn't.
Yeah, I won't trust Borough Guide.
Question three. Dino Mamria.
So hang on, who was it?
By the way, I've got five bonus points for the first team to hand me a piece of paper with our starting 11 that we used at MK Dons away earlier in the season.
Oh, God, I've blanked that one out of my memory. I'll tell you the score, Graham. 4-1.
Yeah, well played, but I want the 11.
Okay, we'll give you a few moments to.
Go on then, yeah, you get a drink and we'll.
Question three. Oh. Dino Mamaria was famously sent off and banned for 8 games in the 2000-2001 season for a 2-footed lunge on Tarkan Mustafa.
That's true.
Must be the wrong bloke.
That's false.
Reason being because he only got booked.
Yeah, only got a yellow card.
And nope. You can't review yellow cards.
Okay, your answer?
False, he only got a yellow card.
Of course, the answer is false. Dino, amazingly, only received a yellow card. Have you ever seen that video, Graham?
Yeah.
Do you play that to your team quite often?
It's a fundamental part of our training.
I missed that. Did Graham do a funny?
It did.
Question four.
You meant to say another funny.
Question four. The cost for a family of four to sit in the West Stand for a Category A game is a bullseye.
He's so corny. It's a bullseye. £50, Steve. Come on.
It's more than that.
In family of four to sit in the West End in a Category A game.
Come on, true or false? Quick.
Oh, me, Terry Scum, I don't know.
46 for 2 add-ons.
False.
It's more than that.
False, all right, false.
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 False. True. It is, of course,
£50.
Of course. Good question value. Number five. Roby were the kit supplier for Stevenage's kit between 1988 and 1990.
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
True. I weren't listening, I was doing
true.
Graham's question.
Roby.
True. No.
False.
True.
True and false.
False.
The answer is true. Roby.
You're older than him, you should know this.
Yeah. Yeah, but my memory is worse.
And finally...
So I've noticed, well, the longer we stick to this quiz, the less people are laughing.
Yeah. Let's get Graham on Carl Robinson.
Yeah, it's been the quiz off.
It's time for that, don't worry. Stevenage Borough first started wearing stripes in 1980. True or false?
Oh, we weren't born then, so...
Yeah, I was just a twinkle in the milkman's eye.
I was.
I think Jeff was.
Only a little bit. Okay. I was... Come on, Steve. Nah, it was all red in 1980.
Go on then. It's on
false.
You.
False, it was all red in 1980.
False.
True.
True. The answer is false. Stripes were first introduced in 1976.
Where did you get all this from?
In 1980.
He's been talking to Keith Burners again.
By a red shirt.
Ah.
Okay.
Good knowledge.
Yeah, fine.
Which means at the end of round two... Mark to my left has 5 points, and Dean to my right to have 4 points.
I didn't even realise you were...
Before we start round three, can I just make a quick apology? Those of you who follow me on Twitter will have seen the lengths that I went to, with the greatest of respect to Graham, to try and get Rachel Riley here tonight to do the scores. Unfortunately,
Graham won't know who she is.
No. Unfortunately, due to the fact I am utterly appalling with women,
Mark,
she ain't here.
In a minute.
I wrote her poems. Apparently, if you tell a woman that she looks like she hasn't got rickets, that's not a good chat.
Works for me.
But it was the only word I could think of that rhymed with tickets. Mark. Hello.
Is tapping around your iPad really going to lengths to try and worry?
You should have seen what he was doing with his other hand.
Yeah.
Tell Graham who Rachel Riley is.
I sat on it for 5 minutes. And Rachel Riley is the not unattractive, is that fair to say?
She's very pretty.
She's lovely. She's a lovely looking
careful,
lady.
Careful.
She does the scores on Countdown.
Rachel Riley.
Yeah. She's lovely.
He's writing it down.
Google's your friend.
Yeah. If you Google,
he's going to get her for the end of season dinner. Don't worry.
If you Google Rachel Riley nude, there's nothing.
He's adding her to his Twitter later, even though he doesn't do Twitter.
At Rachel Riley RR, she replied to me. She said she was up for banana muffins, but she's not coming here tonight.
So,
but I am seeing her next Thursday
with a lovely bunch of bananas.
She's on the
He'll need them
in tribute, of course. Graham is turned up showing his legs, so I suppose that's the next best thing, really.
As close as we could get to a tight sequin dress.
Who have you got up front for Stevenage against Milton Keynes earlier in the season? Apart from nobody, obviously, because nobody turned up.
Did we
play 4-6 that
by
day?
The time we went when we went to Milton Keynes, did we have a striker?
No, not really.
We didn't know we hadn't signed one by then, did we?
No, we didn't have Zogo. Darius,
do you mind if we move on and carry on with the quiz while we're on YouTube?
But Graham wants his bit of paper in.
Yeah, hang on. We'll Heaven forbid that we take the gaffer more seriously than you.
Well, the gaffer's
going to gets the first one in correct that gets the points.
Points per game ratio sandwich.
I'll tell you what, Dean, for the first seven names we've written down, we've got two. For the next four.
What? 2 points.
Yeah, for the next four, we're going to get none. We've got Des Gallagher in goal.
Right, so look, Steve Watkins show, Mark, remember.
Shut up.
Right, your plan's working, Dean.
What a comeback. We're annoying Watkins, that's all we came for.
We have four pictures here.
These will be brilliant on the podcast.
I will ask Graham.
I need two volunteers, please. Two volunteers. One to support them, one to support them. Quick, up here now.
Well, Pat needs to support Hollis, obviously, because he's got a Hollis T-shirt on.
Pat,
come on.
Come up, Pat Jackson.
I need two.
Look at this, Graham.
Pat Jackson and his T-shirt.
Look at this T-shirt. Fee, I need you. Come on.
Look one's at the left, T-shirt the right. on this man. That is a sensation.
What do you think of that T-shirt, Graham? Do you remember when Hollis wore a T-shirt with your face on it?
No. It wasn't his face. Oh, no, there wasn't a face. Yeah.
What did it say, Mark?
To earn a couple of bonus points for the team.
Make Wesley history, didn't it?
I need to say no to Wesley. Do me a favour.
No, that was years ago, though, Graham. That's before we were friends.
Go away.
I had hair.
I don't believe you ever did something that dumb.
You're not friends.
And I scored a penalty that day and took my shirt off and wheeled down the
side. Between your ears than to do something that daft. I need to hear from you to the left to earn them two bonus points.
I don't know. Graham wants you.
The top three points per game players for us this season. Yes.
Have you got that written down?
I've got it written
down.
They're
all under one.
The top
three. That's a good shout. No.
Which three players have won more points per game than any other player?
So who do we cross out of these two?
Dave?
No, he's played every...
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Give him that.
Well,
give him that, quick.
I don't want him in there.
No!
I don't think so.
He's played in most games, hasn't he?
Ash has got to be in it, surely.
Points per game.
Costas points per game.
No, it wasn't who would like to play. No, he doesn't want to play a game.
We looked for Marcus, but we couldn't find a single point.
Okay, let's have you. Top three.
We're going for Dembele, Aubameyang and Messina.
No.
You've got it in your hand.
Got it in your hand.
Go on.
Dembele, Aubameyang and Zoko.
It should have been Dembele, Aubameyang, Parrot.
Ooh.
Why doesn't he play more often then?
Hey!
I save him so that when he plays, he wins games. Thank you.
Sorry, Faye.
Thank you, Pat.
Right, we still don't know who played up front against Milton.
Going back to the picture round. We've got four pictures here. Which
this would be good for a podcast, wouldn't it?
It's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll try and describe it.
Tell us all about it, Steve.
Steve's watched 8 out of 10 paints cats pictures. And taken every single... We went, it's based on 8 out of 10 cats. Steve's gone, what exactly do they do on 8 out of 10? Let's just copy
that.
Yeah,
but you have
that.
To remember, Mark, that's he's on the radio.
On the X Factor, is it?
He's a visual round for all
paints,
your business.
He paints pictures with words, does our Watkins.
We've got the picture round. We've got the girl who won X Factor. We've got Gavin Mahn.
Hang on a minute. How do you know the girl who won X Factor? You're not an X Factor.
Stacey Solomon.
Stacey Solomon. Okay.
Yeah. Dean? Who's Stacey Solomon?
I don't know her.
No, but...
Yeah. Okay. By the looks of that.
We have Gavin Mahn.
No.
Gavin Mahn.
Gavin Mahn in a Portsmouth kit.
We have the FA Cup.
Picture of the FA Cup held above Steve's head.
It's not a lookalike round, is it? Which one of wish these looks most like
these,
Hollis?
Wish he wouldn't hold these pictures up his armpit stink. I'm sitting to his right.
You're lucky he can lift his arm up. He couldn't close my cardboard.
I had 15 hours with him on Saturday.
At least I haven't just come from the gym.
15 hours.
And some drinks bottles.
Drinks bottles.
We all love.
Okay.
Drinks.
Now
breaks.
You have to pick one of those. I'll start with you, Dean, because Hollis seems to have
What's the question?
What, you've got to pick one
pick
of those
if you listened, coffees.
Pick a picture.
Gavin Mahon.
Okay.
Who did Gavin Mahon elbow full in the face deliberately for Stevenage?
You might regret this. In what minute was Gavin Mahon sent off on his return to Broadway in the FA Cup match against Rich Cooksley's Portsmouth in November 2012?
Right. You forget. I've got borough guide guru Pete Hayman with me. 49.
Given 50.
Hang on a minute. I have to say, Graham.
Do that face again, Mark.
Graham, it was actually wrong.
Graham, just a smaller side. 49 ain't 50, and I know you well enough. I know you well enough to know that.
If a goal was scored on 49 and 53 seconds, what minute would it be given in?
50.
It doesn't matter.
50.
Does to me.
Because I'm making the rules up. Good.
Okay. Most referees.
I'm a fair referee.
Mark and your team.
Right. As long as we get it within an hour and a half of when this thing happened, we're fine. Go on, Jeff. You wanted to pick.
Stacey Solomon. Is it Stacey Solomon?
We're going with Stacey Solomon, please.
Okay. Well, it's got absolutely nothing to do with Stacey Solomon.
I was hoping.
It's about Jason Solomon.
Oh.
Jason Solomon, as the question says, no relation to
Stacey.
Picture
Jason Solomon then.
Went in goal against Woking in 1997-98 season after the goalkeeper was sent off. What happened next?
I got a better question. Who was the goalkeeper that got sent off?
He played the ball out, come back to him, and his trousers were halfway down his legs.
I think it's probably better graphically, this one.
Graham.
So if one of your teammates could actually... there's the floor, and just give us a demonstration of what actually happened.
And in what minute?
It's on audio. No one's seen it.
I'd pay £5 to see that.
Would you?
Yeah. £5 to charity. There it is.
I'm going commando. So stand.
I'll give you a tenner.
Of all the nights, you want Rachel Riley to turn up.
Mark Edwards, I would guess that you were the only one there. So come on then, we need a demonstration of what actually happened.
I've seen Mark Edwards in the shower, and if there's one man that should be doing this.
No, I'll try that. That game ended 0-0.
He didn't want the score.
Oh, brilliant. I don't really care. Mark, keep out.
I don't
Mark,
care.
The floor is yours.
Who's paying £5 for this?
Me.
If you get a shemmy, I'll double it.
So go on, you've got to roll the ball out.
You've got to roll the ball out and kick it. There's a ball over there for the raffle later on.
This is lost its value.
Yeah, and you've got to do a Jason Solomon impression.
Well, you've got to hold it to me.
Are you eating?
I'm having a trophy.
Hmm.
Okay, roll the ball.
No, I don't know who played that.
Okay, so you're playing around with the ball, and what are you doing? Taking your trousers off. Okay. Then what happens?
Hurry up. There are youngsters in the front row. And he's videoing it. There's a lad videoing it in the front row.
That's it. Fair play. Fair play. Well done.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, it's here.
Point of order, Quizmaster.
Go on.
But did he not clear it when he was doing that as well? He didn't clear the ball.
Yeah, you think you're right there. No, it's absolutely...
He managed to clear it with his trousers around his knees.
But right, that's got to be worth two. I've known Mark for a long, long, long time. And if I had to bet every penny I own on whether Mark would pull his trousers down in front of a room full of people... I would have put every penny against it. So that's sensational.
Yeah. Well, we've got to get Dean's fiver at the half-time interval. Very good.
Well done. And that was
a massive round of applause. Massive round of applause.
A question.
Yeah, you see Wesley's on the money straight away, isn't he? Yeah. No wonder he's rich.
that did appear in the question of sport. What happened next round, I do believe.
That's where we were lucky because we were revising that.
Okay, Dino.
We'll have drinks breaks.
Drinks. Oh, yes. Drinks breaks or drinks bottles?
We all love drinks breaks.
Okay. Round.
What's he shaking his head about? No, we've never done that, Jim Rosenthal.
More importantly, why does Steve keep putting his glasses on?
I'm just going to rise above these insults.
Better put the glasses on. Water bottle. Which manager out of Chris Wilder, Richard Money and Gary Johnson...
I haven't heard you list the manager
yet. Do you
hate
the most?
...has in the past taken particular offence to drinks breaks?
You might have just asked him his own name.
Who was the last one? Gary Johnson.
Doesn't matter.
Chris Wilder.
He's one of your favourites, Gary Johnson.
Chris
Steven.
Nescafe Wilder. Richard Money.
No, you're thinking of Gary Smith. He left a promotion winning side to join a team in the bottom two, Fee, didn't he, Graham?
He did.
Graham, if you had to rank those managers in order of who you like the most... That's clever, that, do it. which one would be top of your most liked list and who would be bottom of it? Out of those three, because they don't mean you hate them, because there's loads of managers.
There's no newspaper reporters here, are there?
I shall take a leaf. I shall take a leaf out of Jose's book. What did he say in the week? It is not my job to go for
dinner.
Is that
a racist voice, by the way?
It is not my job to go for dinner with my opponents. It's my job to beat them.
Which we'll do tomorrow.
French cousin.
is he from India, Graham?
So which one was it? Chris Wilder, Richard Money or Gary Johnson?
Well, Chris Wilder fiddled with his key ring in the interview and Richard Money gave it all that, didn't he, down at the Lamex that day?
Yeah.
Gary Johnson's just a...
Graham, I don't know the answer. You're the man who's got to adjudicate the answer on that one. Which one's correct?
Well, hang on. Which one have you given?
There's two there for me.
Well, just give us one.
Chris Wilder only reported as to seven
Chris
authorities.
Wilder. Chris Wilder.
That was Jim.
You got it.
It was Jim Rosenthal. Here's another question for you, Graham.
I thought this was a quiz.
I'm quizzing Graham.
Yeah. I didn't think that was the...
If you had to come up with a 5-point plan... Mm-hmm. Well, no, not plan's the wrong word. 5 stages...
Is this because you can't get the starting 11 MK Dons?
Yeah, we're fighting time.
Is this deflection going on?
We've got
on
6 midfielders at the moment.
Talking of deflections, how's Stacey Long?
Right.
Anyway, if
he's
you had to
right
do...
And all, isn't he? That's, yeah,
if
I'd
you
have
had
been
to do a 5-stage thing, how did Chris Wilder keep his job at Oxford for so long? In 5 steps.
I'll come back to you quicker than you did with my 11.
Of course you will. You've only got to do 5.
Okay, question for you then, Dino. FA Cup.
No, it's
Mark's. I was going to say, shall we have that one?
Sorry. Yeah, you keep control of this, Steve. Yeah.
Someone put Steve in charge. Jesus wept.
Question is, what PR stunts were two legendary Stevenage centre-backs involved in for the build-up to previous high-profile FA Cup games?
Well, Robin Trott definitely painted a page 3 model.
Pete got that quicker than you, Mark, actually.
And the other one was John Ashton by the way, getting painted
in the
sun.
Can you just not listen to what we're discussing over here and then give it as your answer?
You keep it to yourself.
I was going to say, you've got microphones in front of you.
You are dead right. Robin Trott, of course. He's due a testimonial, isn't he?
You better ask the chairman.
Yeah, he was a painter by trade and he was painted a page 3 girl. And of course, John Ashton had his body painted brilliantly.
I've still got that cut out and stuck on my wall.
With the FA Cup.
I didn't have any blue tack.
And he was holding that on.
Oh, I think.
What about this one?
Graham, take wedging. Scores on the board, please.
Scores on the doors at the end of round 3. 7 to my left and 6 to my right.
No.
Okay, well, it's...
We've done our Milton Keynes team.
24. Oh.
We have two.
First one. Tunkara was in it.
24 minutes past the hour. I was just thinking, is that time for a drinks break?
Absolutely time for a drinks
break. While Graham can adjudicate that question. So we're just going to take a short break.
Excellent.